charge Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you.
Jen, did you know that bees can detect bombs? Just like dogs can sniff out bombs, bees can be trained to detect bombs using their tongues.
They cannot!
That's true.
Is that in your useless bathroom information book? Hey, it's Jenny McKinney! Welcome to So Much Jenergy! Jeff Jones likes to just give us random information at the beginning. You already know that he's here. So welcome, Jeff. J-E-F.
Jen, thanks for having me, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Good times. Welcome back. And our new buddy here, we have Dana Humphrey. Burp, burp, burp.
Hey. I didn't know I should
welcome,
bring my
Dana.
Xylophone.
Welcome to the show.
That's my $150 meditation drum. So I spent that much on it, and I'm gonna bang it at every chance I can get because it's the silliest thing I've ever purchased. Yeah, stupid. I'm getting my money.
You found your stick.
Yeah, I found them both. I got a double bang going on over here.
You leave in your pocket.
Ooh, a double bang. There you go.
All right, we got some fun stuff for this week. I tried to pay cash at the gas pump this week. They don't take Old Navy Super Cash.
I hate when that happens.
I know. Actually, I did go to a drive-thru and I handed her cash and she just looked at it and I said, hey, this is cash. You may not have seen it in about a year, but this is cash. And she did not enjoy my enthusiasm.
Still out there.
It is. It's working. It's working now. Yeah.
Flowing.
Heck yeah. No.
Yeah. Good
Heck
times
yeah.
with that. And then, oh, this is so, I have some feelings about this. I'm not really sure. There's a commercial here. So Dana, what state do you live in?
I'm in New York.
Okay. New York. Yes. So Jeff Jones in Michigan and I'm in Tennessee. And there's a commercial here on TV. It's a legit commercial for skin tag removal.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Oh, ew. All I keep thinking of
is a product or a service, like a doctor's you go to.
It's like drugs.
Or is it a product?
Yeah, it's just like a. It's almost like it looks like you know when like you cut your finger in that new skin bottle, like it's like fake, like it's like
yeah.
super glue for your skin. That's kind of what this is, or like like a essential oil bottle. It's about that big.
Yeah.
And then it has like a little applicator and it shows the guy. He's like, oh, I had 23 skin tags and they're all gone. And you're like, oh, where did they fall off at? Oh, like what if you're out on a date and you just go to hug somebody and you're like, ew, what's
I don't know. I
don't mind my
tag of
eating
like creme brulee, or I'd steer clear of eating creme brulee or cornflakes or anything just to, you know,
I'd lose it. I'd lose it.
Whatever the duration is.
Oh man. No, no. That's one tag you do not want falling off. I'll tell you that. Oh my God. Like,
no.
Oh,
under penalty of law.
That was so disturbing. Yeah. Anything else crazy going on this week?
There's always crazy stuff happening.
I got a Ron Jones update.
Oh, do you? Oh, so that's our dad, Dana. That's our dad. Little Ron Jones. He's not appropriate for children and really anybody else.
Ronnie motherfucking Jones.
Yes.
So M stayed the night over there. M stayed the night over there this weekend.
Okay.
This past weekend.
Yeah.
And he calls. Maybe it was probably about 2:30 in the afternoon. He calls just as I was at work getting ready to leave. And he's like, Dad, I got a problem. I go, what's your problem? He's like, it's Papa. I go, what's the problem with Papa? He's like, he's downstairs doing dishes, which Dad's always doing.
Yeah.
He's like, but he's blaring haunted house music, like with the stereo on 10, like creaky chains, howls, cats scratch, cats meowing, and just like random people screaming. And he's just down there listening to it. Like he's got Pink Floyd, The Wall on. Yeah. So he called me wanting to. Why is he doing that?
Not like in the fall?
Yeah. No, this was May. This was in May.
Maybe the ticket wasn't on. Maybe sports talk, nothing was happening on sports talk. So he just was like, you know what sounds good?
I don't know.
Some creaky change, some scary music.
Just go for some good haunted house sound effects.
Yeah. That'll make me want to.
He was doing dishes. I don't even know. Like there's.
I've never tried that.
Yep, that, and then we.
No.
Yep, and then the kids and I took in. Did I tell you we went to see a double feature at the movies?
You mentioned
we saw Mortal Kombat and King Kong versus Godzilla.
Ooh. Oh no!
Was tell it you good? About those? Mm-mm. Oh yep, yeah, both of them. I liked them both. I liked King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Kong Skull Island?
I don't think
100%
so.
Action. Like that's just one movie that's just action.
Oh.
It's goofy. It's King Kong, but it's like action.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Yep. I do so love him versus Godzilla. I like that.
Kids like Mortal Kombat better.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
I thought all those were good. I like the originals. I thought the remake series was pretty good. I think they only made three of them.
Three or four. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that. Yep. And we ended up going to the store a couple towns over. This is the most random store. It's a lot like a general store used to be, like a Five and Dime, where you can get like penny candy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But it's like Viola's Balloons Are Fun or Balloons and Fun. And this store has anything you can think of. It's a general store, but it's got like a blacklight section. It's got a board game section. It's got balloons and gift wrap section. It's got a section of just stuff that's magic, of stuff that's just like gags, like cigarette loads and hand buzzards.
Okay.
It's got a whole section that's just 1950s like tin signs. It is the most random stuff.
Oh man.
Griff bought like a giant comb.
Yeah.
Like a comb that's like 2 feet long for no reason.
Yeah, because he can't.
And then he got like this metal sign that hangs on the wall. Just because they had it. Right. I got one of those guns that you put the helicopter blades on and click it and shoot it. I got one of those. It was a good time, but it was the most random store we come across. Even Griff's like, I could have spent all my money in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
That's what I had going this week.
You didn't pick up any black lights for the haunted dishwashing experience?
Oh, right. Ooh.
No, that could really add to it. Should have put glow in the dark stars.
Right.
We should put glow in the dark stars on the ceiling down in the basement above where Dad sits, or in the kitchen where he stands.
We should write just something with like glow in the dark paint on the wall and this like running down the wall, but don't tell him.
And you know that if you bought him a black light, you know he would just put it up. And what if you just put it up and then all of a sudden like his whole basement already had stuff written all over it?
Right. Creepy. That basement always scared me anyway.
You know what scared me was hitting my head on the fireplace.
Oh, yeah. That's bad. That's bad.
The fireplace that juts out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always thought I was going to hit my head on it. I probably did a couple times.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why I knocked one of your F's off your name.
Possibly.
I know.
Shorten it up.
And I was doing something and Josh like poked me right here in the forehead and I was like, ah. He's like, oh, did I hit your third eye? I'm like, no, my scar. Like I have a scar right there. And he's like, okay, Harry Potter.
Easy, it's a skin tag.
I know. Ew, I wish. That would have been better. That's too much.
Too much.
Too much. Yeah. Dana Buddy, do you want to add anything from this week?
I saw some javelinas. Do you know what those are? They're like these wild pigs that live in Arizona. I saw a family of four javelinas just cruising by.
In New York?
I was in Arizona last week.
Oh.
And I was just looking out the window and like four wild boars just slowly clipped on by.
Oh my gosh. That would be so weird.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah. What do you even say to that?
Well, I was trying to remember what they're called. Because they're wild, they're like mini wild pigs. They're like mini wild boars. And they're only like this javelina species is only in Arizona. They're like the size of two cats.
Oh, okay.
Like kind of like
18, 20 inches.
Yeah.
They kind of look like a medium-sized dog or like a small pig.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like Pumbaa.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Pumbaa vibe.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That would be kind of so weird. It's super interesting when you're older or even just when you see something that you haven't seen before and it's just like your brain can't even process, like, what's happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wow, there's just like a family of pigs cruising by. Like, yeah. real chill. Like, okay.
That's fun. All right, great. We're going to take a quick commercial break. So stay tuned and we're going to come back and talk again with our buddy Dana.
Excellent. Today's episode of So Much Genergy is brought to you by Silly Straws. Remember when you were a kid and no matter what you were drinking, it was always better through a Silly Straw? Well, now that you're an adult, you can capture that same feeling of drinking a slushie with a Silly Straw when you're enjoying a mimosa or margarita. And now you can avoid all that beer foam by going around and around and around it with a Silly Straw. Buy them for the little ones, but use them on a cold one. Silly Straws, now with Bluetooth. Caution, using Silly Straw will cause you to get way more intoxicated than you may expect. Use only under close adult supervision, like maybe with a friend at the beach or camping. Now back to the show.
That's great.
Again, tank your straw.
Good times with a straw. Who knew you could get more blown out just from your liquid taking longer to get to you?
Pro tip.
Yeah. Awesome. Good times. Always the best commercials with Jeff Jones. Oh, man. So, Dana, buddy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you have going on? And, yeah, we're super excited to support you.
All right. Well, I'm a kitty mama. I have two cats, Chance and Sassy. And I live on the beach in New York on a special peninsula called Rockaway. And I'm a life coach and a death doula. And I also like to do hot yoga. I dance a lot. And I like to make magic wands.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I have one for a little show and tell.
Oh.
They're like sparkly and different colors. I find driftwood on the beach and then I paint them and glitter bomb them.
Is it just glitter in that one spot or is it like rocks in there?
Yeah, there's like a deep crevice where there's a ton of glitter.
Oh,
yeah.
I put rocks all over my bra. Nice. Like I just call them booby rocks.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So I didn't know if it was like crystal in there or, I mean, some of them, they get pretty big and yeah. But the one, like a few of them, Oh, like that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just put them inside your bra?
Yeah.
You just like tuck them in?
Yeah. I just put them in there. Sometimes there's like 10 or 12 in there. And then
it doesn't get heavy?
No, it doesn't look too good. It looks like I'm cold with 19 nipples a lot of the time, but that's all right.
It is called a boulder holder.
Yes. You just made it up.
That was a beaches reference. Remember beaches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's funny. Well, that magic wand is amazing. Do you use them for anything specific? Like, do you do a ceremony or anything? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I use them for manifestation.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And just to add a little fun, you know, like bippity boppity boo.
Awesome. So speaking of like ceremony stuff and doing cool stuff and manifesting, I just saw your YouTube video that was your hair shaving ceremony.
Yeah, that was a year ago. It's my 1 year anniversary of shaving my head, actually.
Oh my gosh. Your hair is super cool anyway. Nice. And
I like your hair.
Yeah.
It's growing out for like a little mohawk vibe.
Yeah. It's fun. It fits you. You know, like some people you're just like, oh, okay, that's maybe not a good look. But no, I think it looks real good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so the ceremony, was it to represent, like, just was it to be free, or did it have a different reason or a meaning behind it?
Yeah. So I went to, I flew to Guatemala on March 14th last year to go to a 1 week retreat. And it ended up being canceled, and I ended up living down there. And so in April, it was the full moon, and I made a bet with my roommates. I was like, if we're still here for the next full moon, I'm shaving my head. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, May rolls around, we paid for May rent, and I'm like, oh shit, looks like we're here. Looks like this is happening. So we made a little ceremony. And so I used to have long, long hair, long brown hair, and I made three braids, and I cut one off and I buried it for the past, and I cut one off and I burned it for the present. And then I cut one off and I donated it for the future.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
oh, I just got chills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
And we had like a little fire ceremony, and it was super liberating and super freeing. And so I've been rocking out the new hairdo for the past year.
Nice.
And yeah, all the roommates wore white, and it was like a little sunrise ceremony, actually.
Nice.
On our place. Nice. And tomorrow is actually the new moon. And so I'm going to be doing a little beach ritual tomorrow night. Yeah, a little dancing, a little ritual magic.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when you did the ceremony after the ceremony, obviously your hair's gone. Did you feel though that you just had been, do you feel more confident? Did you feel like you've released a whole bunch of stuff, or how did you feel going forward?
Yeah, you know, for a while I would do like triple takes in the mirror. Like I would walk by and I was like, wait, what, you know? And then in December, I was like helping my family do our little family Christmas card. And that there was a picture of our whole family from just 1 year before with me, with my long hair. And I didn't even recognize myself. Like I had the opposite thing of like, wait, who's that? I'm like,
oh shit, gotcha. That's me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely feel like a shed. It was like a shedding.
Yeah.
You know, like just all the like years of cells growing from the past and just letting go of all that.
Right.
So it felt really good.
Did a lot of, so with your manifesting, and not just specific to your amazing magic wands, but with your manifesting, did you find that it was easier? Like you were on a different energetic level after that? Like once you shed it, was it easier to manifest for you after that?
Ooh, that's a great question. I never thought about it like that. Yeah, to be like really more clear.
Yeah.
Like a clear channel. Yeah. Gosh, I haven't thought about that.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm just wondering because I feel like a lot of people, you know, especially like as a life coach and seeing people that have blockages, and if it would almost feel like, you know, some people have like self-sabotage or their limiting beliefs or, you know, things that are holding them back. And if you, not that your hair is holding you back, but let's say you had a traumatic event and it's caught in your cells in there, right? And you decide you're going to shave your head. And then all of a sudden it's like that ceremonial release of like, let's let all this go. And then you're going to be open and more receptive to the new you. oh, I just got, we call those truth bumps because we feel like every time they're like the truth. So yeah, I was just wondering if it might have been like a direct channel.
Like,
I'm sorry, Jeff Jones, go ahead.
Oh, would that be kind of like cutting cords then?
Yeah, it definitely felt like that.
Like equivalent to that.
Yeah, I've done a lot of cord cutting, but the hair was like, felt like complete with it.
Right. Yeah. And so just explain to our audience, just in case they're like, look, I don't even know what anybody's saying right now. It might be a different language. Cord cutting would be like an energetic response. It's there's cords between all of us. So anytime we connect with anybody, so even on this podcast, you listening to us feeling you out there, anybody you talk to, anybody you think about. And so there's a lot of times where your energy might feel drained because of the person that you're connected to. And if you would cut that cord, and the cord is almost like an energetic umbilical cord, if you think about it that way, where you can just cut it and release that energy, and you let that energy go back to them, and then you pull your energy back to you so that you're whole and you can feel like your healed self. And I mean, I do it every day, every single day. Yeah. And so even Jeff Jones talk about those little toys, the one little helicopter that you pull that had like that ripcord part when the helicopter, that's how cutting cords looks to me every single night, because I pull that and I rip it and just let it go out and just start slashing all the cords to everybody I've talked to during the day, because I need to be me. And I want to make sure that, you know, that's how I stay joyful and live in just this state of joy. And if you have all that negativity and all that junk pulling you down, how can you rise above it? So yeah, just for our audience, it might help.
Yeah, that was a beautiful description. And that's an amazing practice that you have of doing it every single night.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to do that this week. I'm going to do it every night this week. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let me know how it goes too. I'd love to hear some feedback on how that affected you.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Cutting those cords. I have like an energetic sword in my back. And so I take that out and I just, you know, slice and dice.
Yeah. There's sometimes where I've been connected to somebody where I've literally had to take a chainsaw because it was so thick between us. They had like just tapped into my energy and were just literally, it felt like they were sucking my soul right out of me. And I just cut it. And it was like, it's crazy too, because you can see like even in the mirror when you do it, after you do it, it'll take like 10 years of growth and like nastiness off your face.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'm like 122. No.
Beauty magic right here.
Right. Magic wand. I love it. I love it. Now, how do you feel with your life coaching? And so how do you become a death doula? Or is that something like, did somebody just need you and then you kind of just stepped into that? Or how does that come about?
So a friend of mine's a dentist, and she actually told me about it. We had a friend that passed away, and we both felt him come and visit us. He was visiting me like all morning long in my blender. And and so, you know, she told me about it. It's through an organization called Inelda. It's the End of Life Doula Association. Okay. So I went through some training, and it's really powerful work, you know, to be able to just be present with people and you know, hold their hand, offer them some guided visualizations to relieve their pain as they transition and help them have a good death.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh, that just gave me the chills.
Is that what a death doula? Is that
death doula? Mm-hmm.
Just like a birthing doula, like they would help bring the baby into the world without having to. They're there for the mom.
Right, and we're there for the dying person. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it really, I can't tell. I mean, know that you know this, but just the audience too, just holding that space for people. I feel like too, that's why when I just in life, you know, holding that space of joy and laughter, and like you do with your dancing and just living in like having the song in your heart all the time. And
yeah.
But really just holding that space to allow the situation to just be what it is and not have any judgment at any time during that is just so, it's literally magical.
Yeah. And we also like could help them figure out the vibe they want. So like when people come in to visit them, you know, to say goodbye, maybe that the final week or something, you know, sometimes we can recommend like have a gratitude chair where the person like takes a minute, you know, sits down, maybe they take their shoes off, you know, just something to like, you know, leave the traffic and the headaches out the door. So they don't just rush in with like the drama of the day and bring it into the room. Like I want to have a glitter station where, you know, there's like a whole glitter bar. You can pick whatever glitter you want, throw it on yourself, throw it on me, and then come visit me, you know, glittered and then talk.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're not shining, we're not ready.
Right.
So, you know, we help them come up with different, like, fun, creative ideas on how they can, like, set the mood that they want.
Okay. I don't even know if you can answer this question, but what would be the most interesting request that you've had for like, that space of passing?
Somebody wanted to be, like, outside by the tree.
Okay.
And I thought that was really beautiful, but unfortunately it was not possible. But yeah, I think that's really like nice to just want to be in nature, you know, and have it be a natural setting.
Right.
Trying to think what else. You know, I think the important thing is that, you know, sometimes people carry secrets or, you know, some information that they have a lot of shame about or something. And so we're like not their husband, we're not their wife, we're not their daughter, you know, we're like kind of, you know, distant from them. So we're kind of a safe place to tell those secrets.
Sure.
So then they can just like more easily, more peacefully let go.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Not like holding on to this thing that they think is like so important to.
Gosh, and self-sabotage at the end, that's not the way to go, literally.
Yeah, yeah, gosh. Exactly.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. Whew. Oh, man. I'm just so excited about like all of this and your magic wands. That's all I keep thinking about. Awesome. Well, where can people find you? And do you have anything? I'm not sure. Do you have classes or where people can find you or anything that you have to offer? We'd be happy to support that.
Awesome. Yeah, you can find me at danahumphrey.com. It's also lifecoachanddeathdoula.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at Dana K. Humphrey. And anyone watching the show right now or listening to the show, I'd be happy to offer a 30-minute free consultation. You can just book it through my website.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I did see on your website talking about codependency, and I don't think people realize how codependent they are on things, people, situations, the drama cycle, everything, right?
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
That's really something to think about. And I just wanted to share this funny little aspect here. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show before. I know I've done it on my Facebook Live, where I was codependent and I was a people pleaser, and my family determined that I had a hard time saying no. I didn't know how to say no to other people.
Yeah.
And so saying yes to all those other people was saying no to my family and no to the people I wanted to. And so I had to go to a Codependence Anonymous.
Yeah.
To figure out how to say no. And then when I came home, my family's like, okay, for you to be able to say no, we have to make it funny. So they came up with piss off. And so they're like, hey, do you want to do this or piss off? And then it allowed me that space of like, no, piss off. And then it was funny and I could get that out there. And that's really how I started saying no. And even now it's still funny. Like when they're like, do you want to do that or piss off? And I'm like, well, you're going to have to piss off because of this.
Wow, that's really amazing. That's really supportive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. Piss off.
Yeah. Piss off. Yeah. So we still use it and it's just a fun way. And people are like, no, I would never tell you to piss off. So I'm like, you know what? You're actually a people pleaser. And we need to, we need to have a chat.
Yeah, we need to have a sit down.
Well, that's Dana, awesome.
Do you sell those? Do you sell the magic wands?
I do.
Yay.
Oh,
yeah, I do.
Was
they're
there
on
a specific
Etsy.
Link there where people can find
they're Etsy? On Etsy. It's Magic Wands by Dana. And happy to send you the link, or you can also find them on my Instagram.
Oh yeah. We'll put all your links on the on everybody be able to find you too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're gonna take or Jeff Jones, did you have any other questions?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Well, yeah, here, I'll ask one. Let me.
Oh,
let me,
okay.
Yep, hold on one sec. Let me pull up my... Dana, this is a two-part question unrelated to anything we've discussed so far. Oatmeal or cereal?
Oatmeal.
First part.
Chocolate oatmeal.
All right, with or without raisins? Chocolate chips? Oh. Okay.
Right. Yeah, there could be raisins.
And David, with raisins?
Yeah.
All right, here's another question. Just a simple answer. David Bowie or Ziggy Stardust?
Oh, David Bowie.
Yeah, good times. Good.
There's
times.
No wrong answer, but that is the right one. Yeah, but- All right.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will come back with some pep in our step.
Yeah.
Excellent. This segment of So Much Genergy is brought to you by Chef Jeff's Repurposed Leftover Recipes. Don't just throw away that uneaten spaghetti or take it in a plastic bowl tomorrow for lunch. Ugh. Repurpose it by placing the leftover spaghetti inside a graham cracker crust, then covering it with spray cheese, whipped cream, or your favorite gravy. And ja-bang! You have a spaghetti pie for lunch or dessert. This has been Chef Jeff's Repurposed Recipes for So Much Genergy.
Spaghetti
pie.
Sick.
Spray cheese. More.
Oh, spray cheese. Oh. Oh gosh, yes, good times. All right, Jeff Jones, what is pepping your step this week?
Putt league we made.
Yeah.
Is kicking off this coming weekend.
Okay. Did you get
our
shirts
putt
to say PP?
And no, but I have gotten my golf outfit, and we haven't decided if we're going to use the putters at the places we go to or if we're allowed to have our own yet.
Okay.
So that's still up in the air on the, we're still taking a vote on that. Also got the go-kart up and running, the one we'd started working on last year during quarantine.
Okay.
Cousin come over, helped me troubleshoot a few things, got the go-kart running, and we're going to be starting our go-kart league pretty soon as well.
Sweet. That's great.
Where do you go-kart?
The woods.
Oh.
The woods right behind my house, or the woods across the street, or really for like a couple miles both directions. It's just all woods.
Wow.
He lives in a town with about
We got a cornfield behind
people.
Us. Maybe on a good day. If people have relatives over, 300.
That's like how many people are in my building.
That's how many live in our whole town. Less than that's like 248 or something.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
How much? Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's fun. Well, that's good times. Putt and go karting.
How about you? Spring.
Yeah. Spring. Yeah. So I got a newsletter out today from the website. So that was good. And I will be putting more information out there. I'm putting together some classes for June, July, and August. So they're going to be some weekend classes. So keep an eye out for that. That'll be some mindset training that you can get certified in. And I'll be doing some presentations for some corporations I'm excited about. And I'm going to have to purchase a magic wand now. So that's pretty neat. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I could just like go bippity boppity.
Really putting the pressure on me to just. Putting the pressure on me to also find a cape.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's important.
Capes are always good. How about you, Dana? Any pep in your step this week?
Heck yeah. I don't know if you have you ever heard of Daybreaker?
No.
It's a morning dance party. It's been on, you know, on hold for this whole COVID time, and they're having their first one in real life this Wednesday, and I got a ticket.
So it's called Daybreaker?
Yeah, rooftop morning dance party. So it's from 7 to 9 a.m. There's like, you know, you drink your coffee, you drink your, get your snacks, you get your boogie on, and it's amazing. I have so much fun at Daybreaker.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Daybreaker. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's all around the world.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a dance community all around the world.
I think that's the second time somebody's mentioned that to me this week.
Oh, wow.
Weird. It's probably a sign that you need to be quit being a turd and get your dance on.
Get your dance on.
It's 7 o'clock, Jen. I'm taking my first smoke break.
Yeah, true. You already got like 3 hours of work in by then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's busy building sheet metal.
But I'll think of you.
Full
I'll
of
think
sheet. Of you. Yeah.
Metal.
Sheet metal. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here, Dana. It was so great to meet you. And I will put all your links in the information. So just click wherever you're at. And Jeff Jones will put them on the screen for the video. And when we edit that, we means him. And then, yeah, so we're super excited to support you. And then just let me know how cord cutting goes. We'll connect in like a week or so and we'll figure it out. And we'll have a little update.
Awesome. I'm going to have to get this chainsaw out.
Yeah. All right, Nuggets. We'll see you next week.
See ya.